Mr. Ortiz?
Yeah.
Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir. Just hold on the line.
All right.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, could you just please state your full name, your ABC number for us for the record?
Felipe Cole Ortiz, 314-761.
Okay, Mr. Ortiz, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Although you can't see us, I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing. We have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead this morning. Sir, also with us, representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner, sir. Mr. Ortiz, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you that you're going to have this hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yeah.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Representing myself.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yeah,
I do.
Okay, so your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, Mr. Ortiz. You have three allegations listed on your warrant, sir. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegations, I need you to state whether the allegations are either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about December 14, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated January 22nd, 2019. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Allegation number two states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about December 17, 2018, per the individual testing compliance summary dated January 22nd, 2019. Sir, is that true or false?
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Sir, the third allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to enter and successfully complete substance abuse counseling with Maricopa Reed Entry Center Intensive Treatment Housing Program on or about December 31st, 2018, as verbally directed and in writing by your PO. December 28, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yeah, well, I didn't know that I had to complete the program they had. I thought I just had to go to MRC. You know, they asked me if I wanted to do the program, and I said no.
Okay.
I didn't know I had to complete it. You know, I thought I just had to go to MRC.
All right, sir. So I'm going to mark that one as true. Then we're going to go ahead on. Then when we get in phase two, we'll be able to further discuss it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Based on the admission of Mr. Ortiz, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Neal. Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Ortiz, we're going to go into phase two of the hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two by first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant, Mr. Ortiz, and give you the opportunity to present any information that you feel is relevant to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Ortiz was released from ADC custody on 8-13-2018 and arrested on 1-9-2018 by ADC parole on tech violation. No new charges were noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 1-9-2019 with a CSED of a 7-11-2019, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, trafficking and stolen property, 3 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ABC with a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. There's no STG information notated and no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimum. Other arrest, 2001, threat intimidation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2015, organized retail theft, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a GV score of G1, V1.
All right, well, thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Ortiz, I see that you were released on June 25th. You approved to reside at Oasis at 1312 East West Bogle. Looks like after that, on August 21st, you were discharged from there, and you went to Phoenix Oasis. You were discharged from there for failing to follow the signing rules and having a negative attitude. Looks like on August 21st, you were approved to reside at TLC 2202 East Roosevelt, but you were discharged from TLC for noncompliance. Then on September 10th of 2018, you were approved to reside at Vibray at 6632 South 22nd Street. Then looks like on December 28th, you reported to the office and stated that you were residing at your dad's place in Tucson, but did not know the address, says that you were staffed and sanctioned to go to MRC, the ITH program, then you didn't have any other residence. It also says that you worked for AAA Landscaping at 3727 East Southern. So were you still working at the time you were apprehended, sir?
No. I went back to Tucson for holidays and stuff.
Okay. So what was the problem you were having at these halfway houses?
The halfway house?
Yes, sir. You were at Greenway, you were at TLC, you were discharged for noncompliance. At Greenway, it says you just packed up and moved out.
Oh, yeah.
So, the Phoenix Oasis, you said that you had a negative attitude and you didn't follow the rules. So, did you have a problem staying at these halfway houses or what?
No, the first halfway house, it was just, they didn't like the house. Signing in and out of the sign out sheet. The second house, halfway house, it was TLC, man. Nobody wants to be at TLC. It's like set up for failure, you know? So I wanted to leave TLC. And then the third halfway house, I completed that 90-day program. You know what I mean? I was a week ahead on my rent. I was 2 weeks away from getting an apartment.
You were 2 weeks, so why did you leave and go to Tucson? You said earlier you just went back to Tucson for the holidays.
Yeah.
So you say you were 2 weeks away from getting your apartment. Why did you go to Tucson and not just wait to get your apartment?
Well, I don't know, man.
Okay. So it says that you had the tasks, you had your UAs. It looks like you started back on August 15th. You were negative, and then you went all the way to November and December where you didn't have any samples collected. And then December 28th, you were positive for amphetamine. So what happened? You just relapsed, sir, because you started out doing good, but you didn't last long. What happened?
Well, I mean, you know, I pretty much did good the whole time. It was just the last couple of weeks, you know. At first, I was just missing the drops because I was busy working, and then I was going out of town, going back to Tucson, you know what I mean? So, like, I would call task on my lunch break, and they would tell me I gotta go report to task, but I had a bus scheduled to go out of town, and I didn't have enough time to get off work and go do that, you know, so I just went back to Tucson.
Okay, so
I figured they were dropping me every week at the halfway house, so if I was dirty, I gotta do is ask the people at the halfway house, they would know.
So, it says that they sanctioned you and that you admitted to using methamphetamine on December 24th. It says that they sanctioned you to go to MRC on December 31st. but you refuse to enter the ITA's program. How come you don't want to enter that program, sir?
Well, I thought it was, I didn't realize I had to go through that program. I thought I was just going to MRC until they released me. I didn't know that that was part of the, you know what I mean? I didn't know I had to do the 90-day program there.
So what made you relapse and start back to using meth?
I don't know.
So are you involved in any programming since you've been back incarcerated, in any AA, NA programs, sir?
Here?
Yes, sir.
Right, I don't know.
So, Mr. Ortiz, why do you think this board should let you get back out again on community supervision?
Why do I think they should?
Yes, sir.
Because I only got a little bit of parole left. I did good for most of it, you know what I mean? Let me just get out, go back to work, and get my own place, and I'll be fine.
Okay, sir. You have almost 5 months left, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. So any additional questions coming from the board, sir. Mr. Ortiz, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before the board goes into discussion, sir?
No.
Coming up on a conclusion. No? Okay, so the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, Mr. Ortiz, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place amongst the board, then I'll get back with you with the board's decision, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The board's now going into the discussion. Mr. Ortiz is having some problems staying at halfway houses. He actually stayed at three different halfway houses before being discharged and walking off from one. He was at Phoenix Oasis, he was at Greenway halfway house, and he walked off from there. He was sainted and talked to by his PO. He was assigned to take UAs, and he was negative starting out, and then he had several UAs that were missed and not collected, and he states that that was because he was working and he was catching a bus. He had a ticket to go to Tucson, and he didn't have time, you know, to go do his UA. Instead, he went to Tucson, and then he tested positive in December of 28, positive for amphetamines. I think that based on the information that we have for Mr. Ortiz, that he was actually doing well, that he was actually started out, and then he's having some problems really getting through. He says that he wants to be released back because he only has a little bit of time left, and he just wants to get a job and continue to work. But I think it's going to be best for Mr. Ortiz to go ahead and complete his time. He'll be released in 4 or 5 months. On July 11th of 2019, he'll be released. At that time, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. He'll go to Tucson where his relatives are, and hopefully be successful, get himself a job, and not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement again. That's my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Seeing no comments coming from the colleagues, and I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Ortiz, find that he was delinquent, he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Ortiz. So the board is voting to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on July 11th of 2019. At that time, you won't be on any parole or any community supervision, sir. You'll be able to move about freely. You won't have to report to any halfway houses or POs, sir. I want to thank you for taking the time to appear before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing again. Once again, I tell you, you will be released on July 11th of 2019. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. Sir, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Ortiz.
Could you put the CO3 back on the phone, please?
Yeah.